Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Just going and doing what they've been doing all year long. And if they go have that type of performance, most likely that's going to lead to good things. The league of legacy at Bloomington North.
And those Bloomington North kids went out and performed, didn't they? On the biggest stage this past weekend, the IHSAA State Championships out at IU. The girls of Justin Helmer, a first ever second place, a feat powered by three amazing seniors, two-time state record bearer and Medal Attitude Award winner Hadley Lucas, state hurdles champ and three-time medal winner D.D. Nathan, and Nola Summers Glenn, who saved her best for last in medaling for the third time in 3 years in the 800, to taking third place. In a cold rain, but a first place in the rain by Jaden Johnson, winning the 100 and then the 200. The first state sweep in 7 years, but he's the first Bloomington athlete to ever win the 100 and the only other kid to win the 200 other than a Cougar, Thomas Brashear. The boys finished third, their best ever finish Saturday. That left your legacy big time for Bloomington North Track and Field 2024. Congratulations, Cougars. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
You know the old baseball saying, walk on. And boy, did they ever. Saturday and Sunday down in Knoxville. 21 total spread out over two losses in the regional. Season over for Jeff Mercer's nine. Top-seeded Tennessee punched them in the mouth 12-6 Saturday night. And then Sunday, Southern Miss sent them home 15-3. Starter Braden Reisdorf could only get three outs. Golden Eagles belted 16 hits Sunday. All 15 runs were earned, and they had all 15 runs after four at-bats, as high pitch counts and the inability really just to throw strikes caught up finally with Mercer's nine.
To take a snapshot of a two-day window, I think is a bit unfair to how well the pitchers performed there for 6 or 8 weeks. So you just have to get back up and go to work. You've got to be able to be confident and competitive when the environment elevates around you, and we just didn't do that.
Who's your skipper? Jeff Mercer. Hoosiers finished 33-26. By the way, Tennessee, on to the Super Regional. They blasted Southern Mississippi last night 12-3. And it was a bad day Sunday for the Big Ten. Illinois smashed by Indiana State 13-2. Nebraska eliminated by Florida 17-11. Reds in Colorado to start the week. Pre-game at 8:10 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.